This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:16 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And up next, Indonesian domestic workers will reportedly be paid no less than 1,500 ringgit in monthly wages. So we talk about what this means for them and more broadly, how to move away from Malaysia's reliance on foreign domestic help, which I think is worth exploring at this point.
So this is based on a couple of articles by Malaysia Kini, which reference documents that they've cited related to the domestic workers MOU that's coming up. And a number of things have been pointed, a number of things have been highlighted. So they reported that Indonesian domestic workers' wages will be no less than 1,500, as you said, Lynn. The continued non-payment of wages for two consecutive months would entitle the workers to terminate their contracts. There's also stuff about streamlining tasks. So tasks are usually given... tasks given to a single worker needs to be no more than three job titles, I think. So, for instance, housekeeper and family cook, child caregiver and elderly person caregiver. So you need to be more specific about what the job function is. And a child or elderly caregiver, for instance, only care for children aged below five or an elderly person. A housekeeper may only have to do, you know, cleaning, ironing, cooking. So things like that. A lot of these, I think, come down to the rights of the domestic helper and making sure that they're not exploited. In another article, the Malaysia Kini also quoted Hermano, who's Indonesia's ambassador to Malaysia, saying that the minimum household income needed to qualify as potential employers of an Indonesian domestic worker was 7,000 ringgit. So all of these, of course, give rise to, I think, more clarity in terms of what we want, or rather, what the MOU intends to do when it comes to the perception, the well-being of domestic helpers. But I think also opens up, as you said, interesting questions in terms of who can now afford to have domestic helpers and what does that mean in a larger sense for us?
So that's what we're going to be exploring. Let us know, what do you make of this base salary? And it is in fact a base salary because now we're talking also about bonuses, increments after contract renewals at the 2-year point. So there are a variety of things going on here. But the base salary for domestic workers from Indonesia is now set at 1,500 ringgit. You can let us know what you make of it. Call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now to speak about this is Irene Xavier, Executive Director of Persatuan Sahabat Wanita Selangor. Irene, thanks for speaking with us.
Hi, good evening to both of you.
So the MOU will now see stricter rules for the hiring of domestic workers from Indonesia. How did you feel about this? I mean, and how will these new guidelines work to protect the rights of workers?
I have two feelings about it. One is that it is good. I mean, this should have been done a long time ago. The other thing I feel is I feel sorry that Malaysia put so many Indonesian domestic workers to all kinds of abuse until Indonesia itself decided to act, because Malaysia didn't act. And we have been calling for them to make changes, which went unheeded. And finally now, the source country has made a decision.
How will these new terms affect or change the perception that employers have towards domestic workers?
Yeah, I think it will change quite a bit, because generally in Malaysia, domestic workers, particularly those from Indonesia and those from Cambodia, could be paid very low salaries. And so all sorts of people could afford to pay someone 300, pay someone 500, and make them work such long hours, don't give them leave, and so on. So it became available to many people who thought that it is their right to abuse domestic workers. And I think now that will change. So it's like, if you want to hire a domestic worker, then you have to see whether you can afford it. And you have to have a lot of regulations that control the way in which you treat your domestic workers. This is very much like the Philippine domestic workers. Because their government acted, the minimum wage for a domestic worker from Philippines is 1,800 according to the MOU with Malaysia. And it gives Filipino domestic workers like more respect in a way. Not that they are not abused, there are still abuses, but they are regarded much more highly than other domestic workers.
So there has been a fair amount of discussion on social media with many saying that 1,500 ringgit is too much to pay. How would you respond to that?
I think if you want to hire a worker in your house, you should pay the minimum wage. And the minimum wage in Malaysia is soon going to be 1,500. It's the same for any worker. And so we need to treat domestic workers like any other worker. You know, Malaysia has refused to take away all the restrictions on domestic workers, restrictions on their rights. They just refused to take it away. And now Indonesia basically has taken it away. They say you have to have hours of work, you need to have holidays, you need to have leave, you know, you need to give enough rest. All of this, which other workers are actually given under the law, the Employment Act, except domestic workers. I think this is like a slap in the face of Malaysia. Why do you have to be chided by another country before you change your law?
You alluded to this earlier. Will this change in wages affect the average Malaysian household's ability to have a domestic helper?
Definitely, I think it will affect many households who cannot afford to have live-in domestic helpers. So maybe people will go to hiring part-time domestic helpers. And I think this will open up again avenues for local domestic workers, because local domestic workers lost out to migrant domestic workers. So now again, people will have to resort to getting services for an hour or 2 hours a day. And maybe local workers will be given that kind of jobs.
This is also coming hand in hand with the announcement that the minimum household income required to qualify for a helper is 7,000 ringgit. So I guess if people find this and the wages cost prohibitive and don't want to opt for a part-time service, right, still want to get or try to get a live-in service, might it encourage people to seek domestic help from illegal sources?
I mean, that risk is always there. I mean, it is there now. There are many, not only domestic workers, but all other types of workers working in furniture factories, workers working in sawmills, in sand mining areas, who just survive on hiring undocumented workers and not giving them any rights. I mean, this is something that Malaysia just needs to fix, and they haven't done it. So maybe with this kind of restrictions on domestic workers, maybe the government will take it more seriously. The government's servants will take it more seriously, because many of them actually hire domestic workers themselves. So they will have to rethink what is a domestic worker and how should a domestic worker be treated.
So having a domestic worker is often positioned as a must for many modern households. How can we move away from this mindset?
I mean, when they are no longer available to you, you have to change your mindset. You know, members in a family will need to clean up after themselves, which you can do. I mean, when domestic workers were not so common, households basically took care of their own work at home. So we will have to go back to that kind of a situation where children, especially children, have very poor attitudes towards domestic workers. They order them around and so on. Now that will change. And I think that is good for children to take responsibility for things in the house and not just order someone else to get it done for you.
We have just about a minute left with you. And I think in closing, while encouraging every member of the household to do their part is definitely one way, with caregiving or with other elements, I think that there are additional dimensions here. What sort of societal support do we need to have in place to enable this shift away from expecting, domestic workers or domestic helpers to just be a part of the house?
I think our whole idea towards social security needs to be rethought. We need to give more social security for workers, for people who work. We need to give lifelong support sometimes, in some cases, for people who are not able to take care of themselves. I think this is a responsibility of the whole country.
Irene, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you to Lynn and Shamila.
That was Irene Xavier, Executive Director of Persatuan Sahabat Wanita Selangor, talking to us about some of the leaked details that were cited by Malaysia Kini about the MOU between Malaysia and Indonesia on this issue of, managing and kind of negotiating domestic helpers from Indonesia. And part of it involved 1,500 becoming the base pay for workers from Indonesia and other things about the specificities of their role. And so we've been asking you for your thoughts on this and what you make of the salary. You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.